Did you ever notice this little law of life? Just about the time you get comfortable in a place, the scenery changes. You're all comfy at home as a little child, and you think this is a world you can handle. You just figured out your house and the yard, and suddenly somebody plunges you into this unfamiliar jungle of kindergarten with all these crazy kids in this classroom. And then you get pretty comfortable in elementary school, and you say, hey, I got this figured out. I know how to handle this place. And no sooner do you get on top of that, and they plunge you into middle school or junior high. Oh, my goodness. Then there's high school. And just about the time you're really confident in junior high, boom, you're in the huge world of high school. And then after that, you know, you're plunged into college or the working world. And you think, well, I think I've got college figured out. Hello? Now you're plunged into life. Of course, parents get to go through all these new beginnings with their kids. And being grown up doesn't mean you're beyond those shakeups either. You know, because there continues to be new beginnings. Now, you might be staring at a new beginning right now. Well, have I got news for you? I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about when you're moving from rest to risk. Our word for today from the Word of God, it's from Exodus 33. Let me set the stage for you a little bit. Moses and his people are at Mount Sinai, and at one point, this very imposing mountain out in the wilderness had been a new beginning place for them. They left Egypt and slavery, and this is where God asks them to park for a while. And they've literally met the Lord there. But by now, Sinai, which maybe once looked new and dangerous, has become the easy and the familiar and comfortable place. It's the place where they've had a lot of encounters with the Lord, actually. Well, now in chapter 33, verse 1, it comes as a shock, maybe, when the Lord says to Moses, leave this place, you and the people you brought out of Egypt, and go to the land I promised you. Leave this place? This familiar place? To something better, but something different, something unknown, something risky. Can you relate at all? Well, maybe God seems to be saying to you, it's time to move on. You're on the edge of change right now in your life. I have a new season for you. A new beginning can be triggered by a lot of things. Maybe a change at work, or a change in your family, or maybe in your health. Could be a graduation or a retirement or an accident. Well, here's Moses on the edge of something new. He's nervous, and maybe so are you. And God has a word for him. In fact, when Moses says, teach me your ways in Exodus 33:13, we then get God's answer to him. And our word for today from the Word of God, here it is, Exodus 33:14. The Lord replied, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. The scenery changes, the cast changes, the location changes, the script changes, but the director is the same. The presence is what makes the risk not really risky. His presence is what made this place bearable and beautiful. It's the same in the next place. He's the same in the next stage of your life, in the next season. That's the important thing. He will not change. Jesus Christ, the Bible says, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want you to imagine Jesus now standing in front of you, looking you in the eye, and you're standing together in front of that new thing. He puts a hand on your shoulders, grips you tightly, and he says these words, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Hey, no matter what the risk, no matter what the change you're facing, isn't that enough to go on?